Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It took a 149-day work stoppage and 240 missed games for the NBA and its players union to come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. Was it worth it? Was it worth costing themselves the revenue playing those games would have generated? Was it worth it to take those games away from the workers who make their living at the arena and the businesses that depend on those dates? The product was lacking. The owners knew it. Commissioner David Stern's star-driven NBA was broken. The financial system made no sense. Most teams were losing money, and the free agency system funneled the best players to warm-weather tax havens or big-city traditional powers, New York, L.A., Boston, and Chicago. There was no way Milwaukee, Minnesota, Indiana, Memphis, OKC, Charlotte, Sacramento, even Denver, in the long run, could keep great players or compete for a title.
That's Talk Radio's Gene Muller commenting on the end of the NBA lockout and if it was really worth it for either side. Sports Talk Radio, the end of the NBA lockout, what's going on in the NFL, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here, welcome in. Talk Radio Countdown show overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday the 2nd of December, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Sports Talk and all of the things that go with it. Number 10, as I said. Number 9 on the countdown is the situation in the Middle East with Egypt and Iran. Here's host Jane Foy talking to CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the elections in Egypt and the situation with the British embassy in Iran.
After the elections in Egypt, things kind of remained fairly calm, right?
Well, yes, I guess probably because those who were most in favor of elections, those who wanted this to go through, were the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're the ones that seem to be winning. So I think they have nothing to, no reason to be upset.
Oh, okay. And how are people responding? I mean, how's the military, temporary military government responding? Everybody just kind of chilling out?
Well, I think that to Egyptians, the Muslim Brotherhood is not very scary, whereas it is to us, and so they're just taking it in stride. I've talked to many people who tell me they voted for the Muslim Brotherhood, and they seem to be perfectly fine with it. I'm not, but they are.
All right. We'll go back to that subject a little bit later. Quote-unquote students in Tehran overtook the British embassy, and now everybody's pulling out all of their ambassadors, et cetera, et cetera. What's your take on that?
Well, the Iranian parliament voted on Sunday to, quote, downgrade relations with Britain. Now, that would have had to have been directly from the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, who is close to Khamenei, defended the move. And then we saw the storming of the British embassy the day after. Many Iranian commentators that I trust, that I've used in my Voice of America stories on Iran over the years, were saying that it was the Basij, which is the militia that's close to the government, the volunteer, they call them volunteers in Persian, Basij, but they were something like the students that took the American embassy back in 79. They're close to the regime, close to the religious leaders, and they're the ones that repressed the uprising, the popular uprising a couple years ago. So I think it's all orchestrated by the government, but there are reasons why they should be unhappy with the West. I think tensions are mounting. We've been hearing in recent weeks and recent months that the Israelis are saying that it's possible to hit Iran, but a direct frontal war, I think, is unlikely. I think what we're seeing right now is a series of strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. We saw a rocket base that got hit back on the 12th of November, where satellite photos finally came out of it, showing that the base was pretty much destroyed, at least very badly damaged. And then a couple days ago, we heard that there was an explosion in Isfahan. Right. The Iranians indicated that there was, then they denied it, and of course they never tell the truth on Iranian media anyway. And then we saw in the Times of London a couple days ago a report that was the Iranian nuclear enrichment plant that was hit. So I haven't seen any photos of that, but the Times article indicates that it was that plant.
Next, American Airlines declares bankruptcy and Barney Frank quits. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Office Max, save $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 3rd. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
O'Reilly.
1 in 5 collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bats. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
Talk Radio Countdown, show number 8 on the countdown, the bankruptcy filing by American Airlines. Talk host David Patterson here with legal analyst Mark Lopresti about the bankruptcy filing and that there are actually only a few people who need to be concerned. Those people are the people who work for America.
Tell us more about American Airlines. This is really quite serious.
It's a very interesting story, and you've heard a lot on the news being discussed as to whether or not the planes will continue to fly and if people's tickets will be honored and frequent flyer miles will be honored. And we can safely say, certainly for the time being, that all of that's true. The airline received an interim order from the bankruptcy court yesterday to continue as they work through their Chapter 11 reorganization as what's called a debtor in possession. So it's business as usual for the time being, but the real story here and the main reason why AMR, American Airlines, is seeking a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization is, quite frankly, to renegotiate or get out of its contracts with its labor union. So this is really not a story about whether or not folks are going to be able to continue to fly American, but this is about jobs of both existing and the obligations to American Airlines over 10,000 retirees that rely on its pension plan.
This is an interesting situation now. I mean, obviously, there are governments that are bloated because of pension costs, and of course, the Chapter 9 filing of bankruptcy by Jefferson County, Alabama, the latest right after Central Falls, Rhode Island, and other bankruptcies allegedly on the way. So big corporations and governments are having this problem. But It doesn't it seem a little manipulative to suddenly file a bankruptcy, in a sense, as leverage to try to renegotiate contracts with workers who have solid contracts?
It unfortunately does feel that way, and what's a little troubling to me is some of the statements that are being made by the American Airlines representatives, chief among them yesterday, saying, well, you know, this is an overall bankruptcy reorganization. We've made no decision currently on how we want to handle the pension obligations. That seems to me to be a little disingenuous.
Up to number seven on the countdown, the deadly NATO strike on Pakistan. Host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the involvement of the Taliban in this attack.
According to a preliminary U.S. military report, the Taliban, in a calculated maneuver, may have lured NATO forces into attacking the friendly Pakistani border. Do you have any details for us?
I sure do. The sequence of events on this particular attack, according to U.S. military records, said U.S. Afghan Special Forces team requested backup after they came under fire from mortar and small arms by Taliban militants. And, of course, before responding, that team called the Pakistani army and asked, are there any troops in the area? And the Pakistanis said no.
They said no, okay.
They said no. So we called in the AC-130 gunship and, of course, the Apache helicopters, and we unfortunately killed 24 Pakistani soldiers, Jim.
Let's back up a second. If all that is true and they communicated properly, why would the Pakistanis say, no, we don't have anybody here?
Mistaken communication. That's sometimes the issue.
Yeah.
So we're looking at going back and reviewing how we coordinate some of those maneuvers that we have in those raids.
Okay, and once they started shooting, it wasn't like they just went boom, boom, boom. I mean, they went on for a long time.
That's right. They were pursuing those guys for several hours. And, of course, the Taliban went in the direction of one of those Pakistani outposts, and they fired back. And, of course, we think, according to this report, the information I have, the Taliban did that on purpose to generate a friendly fire incident, and that, of course, junked Pakistani-U.S. relations even further.
Number six on the countdown, the announcement from Congressman Frank that he plans to retire. Bill O'Reilly talked to Karl Rove about what his experience was like in Washington trying to work with Barney Frank.
So the guy who failed to provide oversight on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he didn't cause it, but he didn't stop it, all right, all kinds of economic pain for all kinds of people, is now saving America.
Well, the Dodd-Frank bill, ironically enough, written by the two guys who stood in the gates against reform of Fannie and Freddie for years and years and years, Chris Dodd and Barney Frank. And this, look, this they have a nice title for this, consumer protection bill, but first of all, it's costly. Already, they've only promulgated 26 of the 140 rules that that have to be promulgated under this 2,300-page bill. And already those first 26 rules are estimated to cost $1.26 billion.
Why did they cost so much money?
Well, because they add new rules and regulations regarding banks. And,
all right, so then the bank passed those fees to the consumer.
Well, or they do things like, look, it is going to cost more for your services from the bank, and you're going to have fewer services. And some of the banks, Bank of America, has already announced that it's going to let go 30,000 people in order to reduce its cost.
But doesn't somebody have to watch the banks? Sure they do.
But look, it wasn't the banks that did this. It was Fannie and Freddie selling a paper of mortgages that shouldn't have been issued. And Barney Frank opposed that bill, finally voted for it in October of 2008, you know, 6 years, 7 years after he'd started opposing the bill.
Now, when you were in the White House, did you deal with Frank a lot? Did you guys have to deal with him? Or?
Well, we had to deal with him some, particularly.
Is he nasty?
We used to send, the number two guy at the Treasury Department, Sam Bodman, would go up to Capitol Hill in 2002, 2003, 2004 to advocate for Fannie and Freddie reform, and Barney Frank would organize a greeting party for him. The poor guys would get knocked around, and there was Barney orchestrating it all. And look, he's a smart liberal, but he's also a very nasty person.
Yeah, he's pretty nasty. I've known him for many, many years. I've never, ever seen him nice. Ever. Not one time. But, I mean, a lot of people have that with me.
Coming up, the Occupy Wall Street protesters are still at it. Congress is coming under the microscope for insider trading this week. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number 5 on the countdown this week, the Occupy Wall Street movement or protesters. Here's host Greg Jarrett talking to Andrew Blankstein from the Los Angeles Times about the LAPD moving in to clear out some of the protesters.
What's the situation?
Well, I'm standing here on the south end of City Hall in the plaza here near the South Lawn, and there was a group of about 70 to 80 protesters that had linked arms, which was the last big group, who have now been taken out and arrested. It was like kind of a huge circle of people. The last kind of stand here is in this makeshift treehouse that's been created in these amid these four palm trees. I'm kind of standing in this. There's officers, hundreds of officers around. A lot of them are leaving now and breaking down, but this last group is kind of the last stand here. There's about four people left in this tree, and that's about it.
I understand the deputy city attorney and several religious leaders are there to try and make sure that everything goes peacefully. Has it been a peaceful evacuation by officers?
I've covered this department for a long, long time, and this is about as smooth an operation, given kind of what could have gone wrong, as I've seen. And I have covered protests where I've had foam batons fired at me, you know, amid a group of people that I was watching at, you know, at a university, you know, more than a decade ago. I mean, they came in very large numbers, formed pretty huge kind of circles around, not only blocking off the streets, but in the park itself, and then, you know, went about the business of kind of peacefully carting people out, and there was, you know, very minimal use of force. You know, there was a couple few people that resisted, but for the most part, that was dealt with. And you know, I can't think of a large LAPD operation which, you know, could have where a lot of things could have gone wrong like this that didn't go wrong. It was very well planned and well executed from what I saw.
Number 4 item on the countdown is congressional insider trading that's been reported. Here's host Tom Rotin talking to Peter Schweitzer, whose book Throw Them All Out was the basis for a 60 Minutes investigation into congressional insider trading.
First, we'll talk to you about our own U.S. Congresswoman, Shelley Moore Capito, Republican out of the 2nd District here in West Virginia. I talk to her on a regular basis, and she adamantly, vehemently denies what you're saying about her here, apparently. But let me just read it here. It's on page 33 of your book. Representative Shelley Capito is a Republican from West Virginia who sits with Congressman Baucus on the House Financial Services Committee. She and her husband dumped between $100,000 and $250,000 in Citigroup stock the day after a briefing Now, she says that, I can't remember exactly her allegation or her excuse here, but she's adamantly denying what you're accusing her of.
Well, I've seen there's a letter that she has circulated around. It was not sent to me, but I've seen it. What she says is that she was not at that meeting, which I didn't say that she was. I'm simply pointing out in that section, and I point out elsewhere, I think it's a few paragraphs above or below, that she sits on the House Financial Services Committee with the chairman, Spencer Backus, and during the financial crisis, when they are getting these briefings from the Federal Reserve, when they're writing up the TARP bill to bail out the banks, that you have eight members of the House Financial Services Committee that are actively buying and selling bank stock, and that she had one of those transactions. That's the only mention of her in the book. In my mind, clearly, she seems to be protesting too much, because all I simply do is report the timing of a stock transaction that took place involving bank stock that she sold. And I'm not saying that I know what her motivation is. I'm simply pointing out that it comes as a surprise to a lot of people that as our members of Congress are writing health care legislation, writing bank bailout bills, getting sensitive information, that they are actively and aggressively trading stock. And all the evidence points to the fact that members of Congress are pretty darn good as stock investors. I don't think it's because they're smarter than the rest of us. I think it's because they have access to a lot of information and they are free to trade on that information.
So Congressional Insider Trading number 4, recapping Sports Talk Radio at number 10. Egypt and Iran going here, there, and everywhere, number 9. American Airlines bankruptcy, number 8. Number 7, the NATO strike on Pakistan. Barney Frank retirement, number 6. Number 5, the protest movements. Congressional Insider Trading, number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they will be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Everyone has heard about the powerful health benefits of eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Science has confirmed the miraculous power of Mother Nature's ability to boost the immune system by over 700%, dramatically protecting and improving one's health through concentrated nutrition. But buying, storing, preparing, and eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day seems impossible. Balance of Nature is leading the nutrition revolution by solving this problem, providing an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different pure fruits and veggies every day, maintaining 99.9% of its nutritional value, all for about 17 cents per serving. Compare that to a buck at the market. Call 888-491-2217. That's 888-491-2217. Or go online at balanceofnature.com and use promo code HEALTH. balanceofnature.com.
It's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour of review here, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And at number 3, the sex abuse scandal at Penn State and Syracuse. Here's host John Mercure talking to attorney Jeff Anderson about his filing of the first civil suit against Jerry Sandusky and Penn State.
Tell us about the John Doe identified in this lawsuit and what he alleges happened to him at Penn State and involving Penn State personnel.
Well, on this courageous survivor's behalf, we filed a suit in Philadelphia today, naming the Second Mile and Penn State University and Jerry Sandusky. And really, his goal and our desire is to really put heat and light on the institutional failure that has now been revealed to him and to us, and that they chose to repeatedly protect the reputation and the image of Penn State and that charity at the great peril of him and many, many kids.
Your client accuses Sandusky of sexually abusing him more than 100 times over a 4-year period, and also Sandusky threatened him?
Yes. Sandusky is a pretty effective groomer of many kids, and the grand jury revealed that, the report that was made. And in this instance, he began to groom and abuse this child at the age of 10 and for 4 years, and then one of the last acts when he began to resist, there not only was additional coercion by his authority, but there was a threat made to him that nobody would believe him, and a threat made against his family if he told, and he didn't. So he suffered in silence for years, as many survivors of abuse by authority figures do. And it takes them decades, oftentimes, to break the silence. And this survivor, as courageous as he is, now, I hadn't told a soul until recently, and suffered in silence until he saw that there were other kids, and until he saw there had been a cover-up at Penn State and by a second mile. And when he saw that, he realized he had to break the silence. And he's now lifted the burden of the secrecy, but he's also tormented by the fact that other kids followed him. And so the good news is he's getting help, and we have worked and will work with law enforcement. The bad news is many kids have suffered needlessly for way too long. So his goal is, and our goal is to shed light and heat on the institutional failure that is now revealed, and get to the bottom of it, and then for all of us to learn a hard lesson about what needs to be done.
Here are hosts Tom Didato and Bill McEwen talking about whether the head coach ought to be fired at Syracuse University like Joe Paterno was.
Jim Boeheim, I don't know what to make of that press conference. Part of it, the assembled media spent applauding. I don't know that I have ever seen that before in my life, when he said he was just sticking up for a friend and all of a sudden applause broke out. That should never happen. Bill, I know Boeheim is that kind of guy that tends to be a little flippant, a little smug, but is supposed to be a generally good guy. I don't know him. But what do you think of the whole tone and temper of that press conference?
Well, I want to address what he said at the outset. And, you know, he didn't leave himself any wiggle room. He came to the defense of his longtime assistant coach, and he blamed the victims. I mean, he said they're looking for money. They're piggybacking on Penn State. Now he's saying, well, we'll have to find out what happened on my watch. And, you know, there have been people that have said that Jim Boeheim needs to resign. It's premature. I agree with what he said in regard to, let's see what the investigation turns up. But if these allegations turn out to be true, and you're talking about Syracuse ball boys being molested by the Syracuse assistant coach, the trusted right-hand man, Bernie Fine, very much like Jerry Sandusky, yeah, Jim Boeheim has to go. It happened on his watch.
And we had talked previously, Mac, about what had gone on with the bus trips, and naturally they not only searched his home, but his office as well on campus. Fine, so we'll see what happens.
That leads us to number two, the situation financially in Europe and the aftermath of the failure of the Super Committee. That'll be up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20-pound bags. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
When I had to reach into her shirt, I really didn't look very hard. hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So let's sort of finish up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're up to number 2, the Eurozone financial crisis, and that sort of, I guess, put together with a super committee failure. Host Ray Appleton here with Jill Schlesinger from MarketWatch.com about the latest on Europe and the likelihood that the problems there will show up here.
What would the cure be to the failing
the
European
cure,
situation?
What has to happen, just so you know. What has to happen is that, forgetting about the central banks, the European countries have to come together. And they have to admit that they're going to have to bail out these weaker countries. It's tough luck. It's almost like, did you know that there was probably not one American who felt good about TARP, right, in the moment? It felt terrible. Wow, we got $700 billion to these big banks. But it had to happen to save the financial system. And I believe it was the right move. I don't believe that we got enough out of it from the taxpayer point of view. But I believe in that moment it was the right move. The European Union kind of has to do the same thing and say, wow, we can't afford it if all these European banks basically collapse on themselves. And from our perspective in the U.S., it wouldn't be good for us either. It really would be a bad situation to see the European system go down. The U.S. system would get locked up in that. And so what has to happen is the big, strong northern European countries are going to have to suck it up, guarantee the debt of the weaker countries, restructure all of that debt, and start over. That's what's going to have to happen. Because you know what? If you're a mechanic in Berlin, you're going to be really upset about it.
What would the action be if there were no EU?
It's so interesting. You know, there's a lot of people who've been talking about, you know, return to the drachma, return to the lira. The interesting thing is that normally in a country that isn't part of a big European Union, what would happen to Greece is that, you know, 2 years ago when they finally confessed their sins of like, uh-oh, I spent too much money and here's the actual credit card bill, mom and dad, that they would then look at their own currency and they'd devalue their currency. Okay, they'd take the drachma and they'd say, we're going to devalue it. And then their exports and things that are going on in Greece would actually cost less and people would flock there and there would be the sense that there's a good bargain there and you kind of help your economy gain ground by devaluing your local currency. The other thing that they would be able to do is they'd be able to just go broke. They'd be able to literally do kind of what Argentina did or Russia did years ago and say, okay, bondholders, we're done. We're just done. We're defaulting. Okay? Now, those actions would probably get them out of their own mess quicker than what's happening now. But because they're part of a common currency, they can't devalue their currency. And because big European banks have extended loans to places like Greece and Italy and Spain, the other European countries don't want to see those banks take big hits. So you see that everybody's sort of engaged in this kabuki theater of kind of propping things up because there's too much to lose for the bigger guys.
Host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Ann Compton about what Congress is going to do about the deficit now that the super committee has bungled it.
The big financial news, of course, is the payroll tax cuts, which is about to expire. The Republicans and Democrats are quarreling about it. Of course, Barack Obama wants to tax the wealthy to pay for it. Republicans are saying no new taxes. What's the latest on that development?
As you know, when all of us get paychecks each week, we pay our income tax withholding. We also pay a little bit into Social Security. For this past year, 2011, Congress and the President reduced the amount that we had to pay into Social Security, saying Social Security can wait for your money. You need the money now to help spending. And the president wants to make sure that come January 1st, just a month from today, that all of our paychecks don't take that Social Security money back out. In fact, he wants to make it deeper cuts in Social Security taxes or payroll taxes so that, again, Americans would have, an average family would have about $1,500 extra dollars to spend over the course of 2012. Now, late yesterday, the Republicans came out and said, well, we agree that Americans should have that money available to them. They cannot agree, still can't agree on how to pay for it. The president says tax millionaires. Republicans say, no, don't tax anybody. Make deeper budget cuts, to which the White House has not yet responded.
It sounded like the president got a little bit more conciliatory toward John Boehner and Mitch McConnell about this kind of about this particular issue, the payroll tax. When is it going to be brought up in Congress? I mean, obviously, I know they're on recess or close to it. When will that come back again?
Well, this it comes back very soon. They're working on it today and yesterday. Tomorrow, I believe, is when the Senate will actually vote. Here's the problem. The Democrats still control by a narrow margin the Senate, but nothing can move forward without 60 votes to break the filibuster. If the president wants his, and said yesterday that he wants his proposal for deepening the tax break on payroll taxes and paying for it by taxing incomes over $1 million, he wants an up or down vote on that. It's doubtful whether that would actually get the 60 votes needed. Republicans are going to have an alternative. We don't know that would get enough Democratic votes to get through. No matter what they do in the Senate, it would still have to go to the House. Look at the calendar. Welcome to December. There are very few shopping days left before Christmas. And this Congress, as you know, heads out of town for not only the holidays, but they wouldn't be back till January, by which time those tax rates would have gone back up. Unemployment would have run out for the long-term unemployed. And, of course, the government runs out of money because they've never passed a big budget for this year. So those are three actual priorities that Congress would have to deal with in just the next few days.
Host Joe Pags here with Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas about the super committee from his point of view and whether or not he, the congressman, thinks it really had a chance to begin with.
I want to start with the stupid committee. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the super committee. Now, I'm not calling the members of the committee stupid. I'm calling the idea of the committee stupid because I believe that President Obama purposely asked for this committee to be convened, knowing that it had no chance whatsoever of success. What are your thoughts about that committee even being convened?
Well, I don't disagree with you, Joe. I think that the Democrats did not want it to succeed for their own purposes, and therefore it was not going to succeed. It is disappointing, to tell you the truth, and I think the Republicans tried hard, but when the Democrats don't put forward any proposals and all they do is say you have to give us $1 billion in tax increases,
right,
it's a recipe for disaster, and that's exactly what happened.
I've had discussions with friends of mine. They happen to be in the financial field. I'm not a financial expert, but I had a back and forth with a friend of mine who works at one of these big firms that does all the trading and all that, and he was arguing with me that the suggestion from the super committee at the time of $200 to $300 billion in increased revenues was a tax increase. I saw that more of a tax base expansion, a la Ronald Reagan. I mean, if you're going to lower the actual tax rates, which is what was suggested, that's what Reagan did, but he said those who aren't paying anything should pay something. I mean, would that be okay, or is that also a tax increase?
I agree with you. When you expand the tax base or you close loopholes, that's not a tax increase. That's not changing the rates. I agree with you. And the Republicans actually wanted to reduce the rates, particularly, say, on the business tax, which is the highest in the world now. And that's why a lot of companies go overseas. So we needed to reduce that. Democrats wouldn't agree to that. By the way, you have a give you an idea of where the Democrats are. Of course, the week after the committee failed, we had a vote on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution on the House floor last week, and the great majority of Democrats voted against that, too. So their heart is not in trying to get to a balanced budget or cut spending.
Number one, the 2012 presidential race and all of its accoutrements, if you will, when we continue here on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, number one, the 2012 presidential race. CNN's Carol Costello with Ken Blackwell from the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. He thinks his friend Herman Cain ought to drop out.
I just want to make things clear for our viewers. You're friends with Herman Cain, but you support Rick Perry. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, I just want to read what you said earlier about Herman Cain, and this is a quote from you. You say, Herman is a friend. I pray that he will sacrifice his ambition for the family he loves. He should be humble, state his case, and exit the stage. High character leaders are compelled by wisdom, integrity, and an operative conscience to sacrifice for others, in this case, his family. So you do believe Herman Cain should step aside now?
I think he should have a singular focus on the welfare of his family. I was encouraging when he said that he was going to step down off of the campaign stage and focus on his family and talk with Gloria and map out his course going forward. Look, Herman Cain has a lot to offer in terms of advancing policy reforms in this country, getting our economy growing again. The campaign stage is not the only stage from which he can advance those reforms. I also think that he has to understand that by traditional measures, whether that be campaign cash, campaign organization, or the forcefulness of his message, all of these things have been impacted by this tremendous distraction.
Do you think that some voters are more angry at the allegations that continue to come out against Herman Cain, or are they more angry about his inability to deal with those things effectively?
Well, I think that there are a lot of folks who believe that the case, he deserves his day in the court of public opinion, that he should not admit guilt if there is no guilt, but that he must forcefully, he is beset by conflicting messages from his campaign, managers and advisors, and himself. And so that getting that clarity of message, consistency of message, and he can go out and make his case that these charges are not true. If in fact they are true, he has a lot of mending to do. And so I say let's get on with the care of his family and getting him back on a track where he can advance economic growth and tax reform.
Here's host Wayne Cabot talking to Robert Draper from the New York Times about the perception most people have that Mitt Romney is too bland and boring to get the support he needs to be nominated.
You summarize Mitt Romney as, and I quote, a socially awkward Mormon with squishy conservative credentials and a reported worth in the range of $190 million to $250 million who is betting that in 2012, recession-weary voters want a fixer, not a BFF. That goes against the conventional wisdom that a candidate ought to be somebody we can want to have a beer with.
I agree. I mean, that's a bet that the Romney campaign is placing for this election cycle, Wayne, which is that this will be a one-issue campaign, and that issue being the economy, that the campaign is, in fact, a referendum on Obama's performance on that one issue, and that Romney's comparative expertise on that one issue is going to carry the day. But as you're referencing, people don't pick presidents just because they're masters of a particular issue. If that were the case, then George W. Bush might well have been a one-term president, and John Kerry might have won in 2004. And what's ironic about that, by the way, is that two of the people who are in charge of the Romney campaign now, Stuart Stevens and Rush Schrieffer, were the ones who designed for George W. Bush's campaign the windsurfing ad about John Kerry. So they understand well that there's more to campaign than issues, but they believe that the economy is so dire now that simply casting Mitt Romney as a guy who understands business is going to carry the day against a president whose popularity is not what it ought to be.
Well, we know the Democrats are looking at Mitt Romney as a likely nominee on the Republican side. If Romney does get the Republican nomination, will it be on his merits or because he's not any of the other guys and gals?
That's well phrased, Wayne. And right now, up until just the last few days, the Romney campaign has largely been a risk-averse front-runners campaign in which they've been content to watch their opponents self-immolate one by one. Now, however, we have the emergence of Newt Gingrich, a man who is understandable. I mean, it's widely acknowledged that he's a flawed candidate in terms of his past marriages, in terms of his problems during the Clinton era. Nonetheless, he's surging and could be a formidable opponent to Romney.
The 2012 presidential race, most talked about topic on talk radio this week. And if we recap, going back to number 10, it's sports talk radio, the end of the NBA lockout. Egypt and Iran are number 9. American Airlines filing for bankruptcy, number 8. Number 7, the deadly NATO strike on Pakistan. Number 6, Barney Frank is retiring. Number 5, the protest movements around the country. Congressional insider trading, number 4. The sex abuse scandals at Penn State and Syracuse University, number 3. The Eurozone financial crisis and the aftermath of the Supercommittee failure tied at 2. And the 2012 presidential election is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.